A deputy governor of the Bank of Ghana, Millicent Nah, has urged financial institutions to ensure strict compliance with banking regulations and prudential norms to enable them to operate effectively and efficiently. He noted that some savings and loans companies operate without strict adherence to the Banking Act and Bank of Ghana's directives, a situation which is highly regrettable. Mr. Nah gave the advice at the launch of the fifth anniversary of First National, a private savings and loans company. We bring you a NewsDesk report.
The deputy governor said with the migration of savings and loans companies under the Banking Act, the Bank of Ghana expects these companies to beef up their capital levels, improve risk management, and generally comply with all requirements of the Banking Act. To this end, urgent steps need to be taken by all savings and loans companies to improve their capitalization to meet the minimum required of 7.0 million by 2012. In addition, savings and loans companies must ensure that opening, relocation and closure of branches and launching of products and services are duly approved by the Bank of Ghana. Mr. Nah urged financial service providers to collaborate with telecommunication companies in the area of mobile money. This is because there are prospects for them to reach the unbanked and underbanked segments of the population through targeted harnessing of ICT. The chairperson of First National, Dr. Parkway Siindum, said the bank has embarked on an extensive continuous training and education of all its employees to ensure technical competence and establishment of the culture of discipline. He appealed to the Bank of Ghana to upgrade the license of the company to that of a universal bank. The general manager, Charles Otu, said the company, which started operation in June 2006, has 42 branches across the country, with 39 of them fully networked.
A NewsDesk report.